you're going to have an executive director, you're going to have a lawyer, you're going to have an accountant, you're going to keep minutes, you're going to have a number of, let's call it logistical and administrative supports, all of which get charged to the ambulance district, which then get charged to the jurisdictions. So unless I'm wrong in any of this, I would like to be stand corrected, but I think that we need to realize that an ambulance district is going to end up costing the taxpayers more money.